It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Mary Gilbert and Kyle Bailey. We're going to talk real estate because that's what we do on Friday mornings. And thanks for being here. It's, of course, powered by Place at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, the Mary Gilbert Group. I got that all backwards, but you get the point.
Well, good morning, Kyle. And it's always great to be here with you in the studio. So this week, we're taking a look back at what happened in our local market through October. So it's been a fascinating month with some strong activity, steady pricing, and a few key trends that really stand out as we head into the final stretch of 2025.
Wow, final stretch. So October, kind of a mix of consistency and change, it sounds like, a seasonal slowdown. But overall, Douglas County stayed resilient. What stood out most to you from the latest RMLS market action report?
Well, several things jumped out. So new listings, 147 homes hit the market in October. So that's up 4.3% compared to October of 2024, though slightly down from the previous month of September.
Hmm.
Taking a look at pending sales, 132 homes went under contract. That's an 18.9% increase year over year, and even up more than 12% from September. So things are picking up in the fourth quarter.
But what about closings?
Closed sales. We saw 98 closings. That's a seasonal dip from 119 a year ago, but still solid. So when we look at those closed sales in October, those were actually pendings that went under contract in late August, September. So that's taking a rear view look in the mirror. And when you look at those pending sales, that's a windshield look. So when we see these 132 homes going under contract, that means we could potentially see some really big closing numbers in December.
So demand actually picked up in October, even though new supply has softened a bit.
That's right. So that combination tightened things just enough to bump inventory to 5.7 months of inventory. That means it would take 5.7 months to sell every active home listed for sale in Douglas County. And that's up from 5.5 months in September. So it's still a balanced market. It's neither hot nor cold. And it gives both buyers and sellers some breathing room.
So how about pricing? Did that hold steady?
Yeah. So the average sales price was about $351,700, and the median price stayed right at $325,000. That's almost identical to last year. So that stability shows our market isn't seeing wild swings, even with higher interest rates.
And homes taking a bit longer to move.
Yeah, so average days on market rose to 108 days. That's up from 78 in September. But again, that's normal for the fall. People focus on the holidays. There's fewer buyers that are touring right now. So listings are just sitting a little longer on the market.
What about price trends that are worth noting?
Yeah, this is a good one. So if you're in that $300,000 to $400,000 range, that led the pack with roughly 28% of October sales. So a sign that mid prices remain the sweet spot. Activity in that $500,000 to $600,000 range also grew to 13% of sales as move-up buyers re-entered the market.
So what does that mean for buyers and sellers as we're now into November?
Yeah, so for buyers, it's opportunity season. So with more time on market and motivated sellers, you can negotiate smartly and explore rate buy-downs or closing cost credits. For sellers, it's about strategic positioning. So price realistically, keep presentation strong, and you'll still attract serious buyers.
All right. Now, let's take a look at some of the fresh listings for the market this week.
Yeah, so we've got a few great opportunities from affordable living to investment potential. So first up on the list is 308 Northwest Civil Bend Avenue in Winston. This is really affordably priced at $267,000. This is listed with myself and Jeannie Hackey, my listing partner at Keller Williams. So this is a one-level manufactured home. It's got three bedrooms, two bathrooms, laminate flooring, vaulted ceilings, and RV parking on a level lot. At this price, you do own the house and the property. It's close to schools and parks.
What about in Sutherland?
So 281 Heavenly Court in Sutherland. This is offered for sale at $335,000. This is listed with my partner, Courtney Alford, at the Mary Gilbert Group in Keller Williams. This house has been beautifully updated. It's move-in ready with a remodeled kitchen. It has fresh paint and a spacious covered deck for outdoor living. It's ADA friendly with a walk-in shower and a flex room that could be a fourth bedroom.
Now, what about something in Myrtle Creek?
Yeah, so we're hitting all the corners of Douglas County this morning. This one shouldn't last long. This is 1042 Cornett Street in Myrtle Creek. This is only $125,000, and you're going to want to hear what this house has to offer. It's a two-bedroom, one-bath home. It's been completely remodeled inside. The owner spent a lot of money. It also has a detached shop. It's got a fenced yard, and it's on a very large 0.21 acre of a lot. Perfect for first-time buyers or investors looking for affordable ownership. This is listed with Dan Parker at the Mary Gilbert Group.
And what about something, maybe a commercial listing?
Yeah, so give a shout-out to one of my mentors, Neil Hummel, at the Neil Company. So he just put this listing on the market, 1625 West Duke Road in Sutherland. It's offered for sale at $1,875,000. This is a commercial listing. It's offering a rare owner, operator, or investor opportunity with a 7,200 square foot shop, 2,200 square foot of office space, and prime I-5 visibility. So it's great for industrial or fleet use.
Wow, big wide range there. I mean, first time homes to industrial development properties all in the mix here.
Yeah, exactly. It shows how our diverse our market is right now. And there really is something for every price point and purpose in Douglas County.
All right, let's take a look at the weekly market snapshot.
So new listings this week. We had 53 come on the market. That's a slight seasonal decline. Price changes, 62 price changes. That's up from the prior week, so we have more sellers adjusting their pricing. Pending sales are at 34, slightly down from the week prior. Sold homes closed for the week, 33, so that's up from the prior week, so we're starting to see more stability in closings weekly. In expired listings, 27 were typical for end-of-the-month expirations.
All right, looks like the early November rhythm has kind of arrived. Fewer new listings, but still steady.
Yeah, exactly. So as we head into the holidays, buyers get pickier, but those still shopping are serious. So our team's seeking those motivated buyers, locking in those rates before year end, and that should carry into a solid finish for 2025.
So in short, it's a steady, healthy market moving toward year-end balance.
Yeah, that's right. So now is the perfect time to plan for 2026. So whether you're preparing to sell in spring or positioning yourself to buy when rates ease, you might not want to wait for the spring. So, and we can help you understand that and create a strategy that fits your timeline and goals.
Well, it is Friday, and I know that means there's some open houses in your future.
Absolutely. Today, we do have over four houses that are open today. So from 10 until 4 p.m., I'll be at open houses. So if you're out and about and want to see me in person, the first house I'll be at is 845 Forest Heights Street. This is 430,000, newly completed, almost 2,500 square feet. It's got amazing views. This house will be open from 10 to 4. I'm going to be in the neighborhood. So 10 to 4 on that one. You can go to 662 Brooks Loop. If you've never seen a house with a Tourette-style roof or Tourette-style dining area and primary suite, check it out. It's got that wraparound covered porch, 550,000. 664 Brooks Loop, also newly completed, high-end finishes. Over 2,000 square feet, 485,000. You could buy both of those if you have family members that want to live next door to each other. Kind of nice. And rounding out Sutherland, 281 Heavenly Court is also open today from 2 p.m. until 5 p.m. And Courtney Alford of my team is hosting this, 335,000. So check those out. We've got something for everyone in Sutherland.
If you want family members living that close.
Well, some people do, Kyle.
Well, okay. I digress a little bit. Hey, quick question. How do people, if they're going to have a home on the market, how do you decorate for the holidays, or don't you? Because staging is pretty important.
Well, as we're getting closer to Christmas, we have a lot of people that have been thinking about being listed during the holidays. A lot of times we'll come in early and take photos ahead of time. Before all that heavy Christmas decoration goes up.
All right, there's the idea for you. So anybody that wants to get connected with you and your team to talk about buying or selling or just get general advice, what do they do?
Yeah, give us a call at 541-366-6080 or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg, or you can check us out online at marygilbert.com.
Or just look for an open house sign and they'll probably see you somewhere.
Come to the open house. I'll be there all day. I'd love to meet you in person.
All right, that wraps up Local Real Estate Today. It's every Friday morning here at 8:50 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. We'll post it online as well. You can listen back at 541radio.com. That wraps it for this morning. It is 9 o'clock.